All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I before we go to the phone lines, it is long overdue that there should be PSAs and other information flooding the airways yep. to tell people about the kind of mask that they should be wearing. And listen, like I said, it's a capitalistic society. So people can make anything and sell it. And I've seen some stuff that people are wearing this mask, man, that are really, come on, man. They offer zero protection at all.
It's literally just to get around that mandate so they can walk into the gas station without getting the side eye or getting asked to leave. Yeah.
Yeah. And they'll give those things away. They must be, maybe they're about 50 cents to make and they sell them for a buck. And there's so many of those out here.
Oh, they'll give you one. Yeah. If you walk
in,
I
know they're giving them away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so imagine if they're giving it away to you, and that's what you're wearing for protection. What chance do you think there is that they're going to do much to protect you? Now, you remember, before we go to the phone lines, man, back when this first came out with the original COVID.
Yep.
And people started talking about that the N95 mask. They started talking about those were the best things, but then they said you can't get them because they were only for health care workers.
Yeah, and that was due to shortages.
You know,
it was a no time before those things were very, very difficult to get your hands on.
That is absolutely correct. And now they have even more of them. They're available. But again, if the people don't know just how critically important it is to have the right kind of face covering, then what good is it?
And we're talking about protecting yourselves. You know, for a long time, the conversation was, guys, we need to think of each other. We need to think about the guy without the immune system who won't get the shot. What can you do to protect them? Right now, we're talking about protecting yourself, getting the right gear to keep you safe.
Well, you see kids in the schools. And I saw the kind of masks they give the kids in the classrooms. Mm-hmm. That $1 mask are the ones they give away free.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's not doing anything to help prevent the spread of this Omicron. Let's go to the phone lines and Dick. Hey, Dick, how you doing? Mark. Mark, how you doing, man? What do you say?
Doing good. Well, and you can get your mask.
What kind of mask are you wearing?
Well, I've got the level of the KN90, the equivalent of the KN95 mask, then some level 3 masks that are 4-ply hybrids that I get from this place called Lutma that used to be a advertiser on Devil Radio there, Lutema,
yes.
And they're good masks and they're pretty reasonably priced that you can get the They test the same as the N95 masks. They call them the M95i masks, and they're tested by the same place that does the N95 masks, and they have the same level of protection, filtration made in the United States, and that for the M95s are like $1.50 a piece, and for the level 3 four-ply hybrid, they're 50 cents a piece. And so it's a lot better than some of the stuff that's out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not advocating for this particular company because there's other ones out there, but get there online, out there online, and there's other companies out there that are selling these masks at relatively the same prices, and it's a hell of a lot cheaper than getting the disease.
You've got to listen. If we buy all the other things we buy, okay, it's akin to, going to a higher end meat store, if you can afford it, mm-hmm. to a butcher, as opposed to buying, your meat from Walmart. If you can afford
what you need.
It.
Yeah.
But I know that I didn't always buy the right mask. But man, you right now with this Omicron, you better be, you know, because what I read last week is 60% of the American population is going to have been infected by Omicron.
And that's a mellow prediction, too. Yeah.
Huh?
That's a mellow prediction, too. You know,
yes.
Yeah.
And it's worse than people are saying originally. I mean, that it, for some people, it's really bad. I mean, some people have been triple vaccinated and got the Omicron, and they are really sick. And that, and you don't know, some of the stuff can sneak by your precautions, but, I mean, it's best to have this stuff on. And, I mean, I haven't had a cold or a sore throat now since I've been wearing a mask, so I've been careful because of, you know, coming out of cancer. But then that was really fun trying to, you know, get a hold of masks when, you know, doing chemo and COVID hit right about this, right at the same time. Is when I started my chemo is when COVID hit. About a few weeks into my chemo treatment is when COVID hit. And
so one of the things, Mark, that one of the things I'm going to be talking about on the other side is, you know, teachers are being vilified in schools right now for not wanting to be in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, parents are saying, you need to get your butt into the classrooms. So little Johnny and little Susie can get back into schools so I can do my thing. But I don't care about the Omicron virus and you getting, you know, exposed to it. But again, you know, the wrong mask, kids don't have the right kinds of things. What is your take quickly, Mark, before you go to this break?
It would be so cheap to provide those kids with the right equipment, and they have little frameworks they can put under the kids' masks to make breathing easier on these kids.
Do you think that the teachers themselves should be back in school? The Omicron increase, should the teachers be forced to go back?
I don't think, you know, unless they're giving the teachers proper safety protocol, you know, proper safety equipment and all this, give them spacesuits like Robin Voss was wearing when he was.
All right. We got to go. Thank you very much for the call, as always, Mark. Phone lines open 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.